Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap for Financial Services Online, bringing you the top stories in finance, superannuation, and insurance for Friday, May 23rd, 2025. Let's dive straight in and discuss the turbulence hitting Kogan's shares. Kogan, one of our leading online electronics retailers, has been wrestling with significant tech challenges plaguing its recently acquired New Zealand business, Mighty Ape. Following a website upgrade that didn't go quite as planned, the downturn in Mighty Ape's performance and the disruption of inventory control have led to a steep 63.7% drop in adjusted earnings. This dip has amounted to a mere $2.5 million by the end of April. The impact on Kogan's stock was immediate, with an 8.9% drop to a value of $4.12 per share, translating into a substantial 32.6% tumble this year. Yet, even in the face of these challenging circumstances, Kogan remains confident, words that may reassure the increasing number of active users, which showed a growth of 27.3%. Now, moving on to a potential shift in the investment landscape. The government's recent decision to cap superannuation tax concessions at $3 million and tax unrealized capital gains seems to be directing investors' attention towards exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. Chris Bricky, CEO of StockSpot, cautions that younger Australians and large fund members may face unexpected consequences. Given the lack of indexing on the cap and some challenges for funds using a pooled unit price approach, this could translate into higher costs for smaller investors. In other news, the Australian housing market has experts on the edge of their seats following the recent Reserve Bank's decision, cutting the cash rate by 25 basis points to bring it down to 3.85%. The RBA's move is intended to assist current mortgage holders. However, the specter of rising property prices looms large. Analysts are predicting a 10% rise in housing costs expected by the close of this year, raising concerns over market accessibility for first-time buyers. Finally, let's talk insurance. Specifically, a recent case concluded by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AHE, involving QBE Insurance and a disputed vehicle damage claim. Despite allegations of inconsistencies, AHE has concluded that while QBE is within its rights to pause the claim pending more information from the claimant, allegations of fraud against the claimant remain unproven. Stay tuned as this story develops. That's all for today's roundup. Stay connected in our ever-changing financial landscape. I'm Paige Estrotori with your Financial Services News Wrap for Financial Services Online. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more analysis and insights. Until next time, stay informed and take care.